One of the prohibited activities on the Sabbath is something called carrying. The rabbis realized the difficulty in enjoying the Sabbath if you weren't allowed to carry outside of the house. And therefore, they created a construct in which the area in which the Jews lived was enclosed first by a wall or a fence, and then eventually by a symbolic wall or fence, which was created by setting up two poles and a string on the top of the two poles. And that imaginary wall served to religiously enclose the neighborhood and to allow Jews to carry within that neighborhood. The Eruv that began in 1999 as a small community Eruv on the Upper West Side is now the Eruv that encloses almost all of Manhattan from 126th Street all the way down to the southern tip of Manhattan. The rabbi goes early in the morning on Thursday to check the entire enclosure to make sure that the strings and the poles are all exactly where they need to be. And then he, at the end of that, identifies places that might need to be repaired. If there is a place that needs to be repaired, but I'm happy to report that our Eruv has never been down. Not after the Thanksgiving parade where some of the floats knocked down our Eruv strings, and not even after Hurricane Sandy. The Eruv has always been repaired and ready for service come Friday afternoon.